Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's the 19th day of May. It's a Thursday. We've got a McCafe menu that's going to bring in the Sydney Swans star, Callum Mills. What a year he's having in the middle of the ground. A massive game Friday night. Johnny from Epping, fired up, ready to go. Calculating Kel Toomey from AFL.com.au. We've got the trainer's report. Haven't heard anything about that, so I'm a little concerned. Overreactions of the week. Missed it last week. We got busy on a Thursday, so it'll be a big addition. Lots to get through this morning, Tim Watson, as I say good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here on this Thursday. Had a lovely trip out to Glenroy yesterday. Hadn't been down Pascal Vale Road in a long time, Gary.
What'd you find?
It's a nice part. It's a nice part of the world.
Tell those listeners that may never have been there. I'm not saying that I've never been there, but where is it?
It's past Essendon. So if you were to continue on the main road...
freeway?
Well, you can go off the freeway. You get off the Pascoe Vale Road, off the freeway, and you off the Tullamarine Freeway, then you can just sort of detour down there. But when I was a kid, when I first came to Melbourne back in 1977, and this is not a long story, but you know how people give you advice when you first come to town about what you should or shouldn't do?
Yes.
I was told very early in the piece that it was okay to take the train from Essendon into Flinders Street Station or Spencer Street Station, but because you're on the Broadmeadows line, always get off at Essendon. Don't go any further than Essendon because it's dangerous if you keep going a little bit further down the track.
Broadmeadows people very happy. What did you
say? This was back in the day.
Did you say, yeah, thanks very much for that?
Oh, we're going to continue with that, are we?
I want to be part of a premiership side.
Hey! Gotcha.
What'd you do out there? Get your eyes checked again.
I was going out there to Designer Eyes. They've got two stores, one in Nidrick, Hilo Road, Sammy, and Gino runs the store. This was their first store out there in Glenroy, so I went out to visit Gino.
Did you get a brand new pair of glasses?
I'm getting some new specs, some new Cutler and Gross specs.
What's wrong with your old ones?
Well, you've got to change things up every couple of years. You need a new spec.
I was reading in the paper about a...
I'm going to get you a pair too.
Yeah, no, well, good. Do you have to give my the lenses?
Yes, we need to get your eyes tested out there as well.
I've had them tested.
Yeah, but we need all the information, so we're going to have to run you through it again. Ooh. So I'll be able to take you on a little trip out there. Do you want to go on the train? How about we hop on the train at Flinders Street and we bravely get and see if we can't make it all the way to
When's
Glenroy?
When's the last time you've been on a train?
It's been a while. It has been
I used
a while.
To get
had
the
some
train.
Great trips on the train.
When I was first in Melbourne, I used to get the Alamein Line train with my cousins, and we used to rock into, I used to go to Melbourne High, I used to go into school.
Yeah.
It was an experience. You had the same people sitting in the same seats doing the same thing every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. And you had a quiet camaraderie with them. Like, you didn't really talk to them, but you just sort of, you know, acknowledged. And then, you know, everyone got their spots and you'd sit down, and then if someone wasn't there, atmosphere would be off. It'd be offish. They go, where's Longbeard today? I wonder why he's not. Where's old Grey Shoes? How come he's not?
Would you get up and give your seat to a pregnant lady or a lady or an older woman
100%.
Or not?
Yep. Yeah, we had to. Always. We had to. Well, school uniforms.
The right behaviour.
When you travelled, actually, when I first got to Melbourne, I lived in Bulleen Templestowe with a young family, and we used to get a bus from Bulleen to Melbourne High. We used to go very early. Mm. And if you're in your school uniform and you had a seat and there was no other seats, you had to get up.
It was expected of you.
100%.
I don't think it's expected of students these days.
Although, why not?
Well, I don't know. I just don't know that it is.
Let's throw it out there.
Life has changed.
398 1116.
Every man for himself these days.
Public transport people, if you are on a tram or train or a bus and there's no seats and there's a school kid in a uniform, do they jump up for you?
Yeah. Well, let's find out. Let's find out if they do. This is a story. This is a longish story. And stop me if I've told you this story before. But I didn't get my license until I was about 20. So I used to go home to Dimboola on the overland train.
20?
Yeah, so I left it a little bit later, Gary.
What's wrong with you? It's the greatest day of your life.
Well, there was always somebody going in the same direction, so I didn't really have the motivation to do it. And so I took the train to Dimboola one Friday night, and I fell asleep. And
end up at Glen Hawker's joint.
No, I didn't end up at Glen Hawker's. I ended up in the shunting yard at Horsham.
What?
They took my carriage off. They had taken
You got shunted to Horsham.
I got shunted into the yard at Horsham, and they'd taken my... I woke up, it was silent, and I thought, what the hell is going on? Where am I? And I looked outside, and there was no one around, and I realised I was in the shunting yard. I had to pick up my bag. I had to walk up to the highway to the service station and hitchhike a ride.
What? No one looked into the train to see
no
if
one
he was still in there.
No one checked to see whether there was somebody fast asleep on
that
one of the seats.
Like one of those old man stories to me. And you woke up in the shunting yard.
I woke up in the shunting
yard. What, you hitchhiked back to Dimboola?
I walked up to the main highway, which wasn't that far from where the station was in Horsham, and I walked up to the service station, and there was a truckie there, and I said, mate, which way are you going? He said, I'm going that way. I said, look, can I have a little bit of a lift? Just drop me off, because we lived at One Horsham Road, Dimboola, and he dropped me off outside the front
of
our house.
How could I make that up?
Don't
sounds like a Whippy Watson story.
How could I make that up?
You fell asleep cuddling the blue heeler on in the truck. On the
no, I was cuddling my teddy. That's what I was cuddling.
You've been playing, so let's unpack that. Right. So I haven't got any ramble stuff because I have had some technical issues
this
morning.
You don't look like you've got technical issues. You look good. You look well-rested.
We got it sorted right in time. You've been playing VFL footy for 5 years before you got your licence.
Yeah. Well, I was doing
quite
a little
extraordinary.
Bit. I was
doing. You're relying on Vander to pick you up and take you everywhere.
Well, he did for the first 2 or 3 years in the back of his panel van. He had a great panel van. He had this iridescent blue panel van. Have I ever told you about this? He had a great setup.
If you have, go on.
Well, no, but he had a great setup. So he sort of
told me when he picked you up and took you out to the final that day.
Yes, I did. I told you.
For a pipe, dim sim, and a big M on the way to a final.
No, and then he had his cup of tea with him, right?
Yeah.
So I had gone to his place. He was late. I had to wake him up. I cooked him the eggs and bacon.
So this is a big final. So
it was a prelim. It was a prelim final.
To go to Vander's house to wake him up.
I woke him up. It was a prelim final at Waverley, and then the traffic. We got onto Wellington Road. We got stuck in the traffic, and he was still nestling his cup of tea on his lap. And he started fumbling around. He's, I'm gonna have a cigarette with this. He got his bag out, and he didn't have any matches, and his lighter in the car didn't work. So he said, wind your window down. Wind your window down. I said, what? He said, ask that bloke in the car next to us if he's got a lighter. They were the days, Gary. They were the days.
I like putting stuff into modern day context. So that's like Tom Lynch and Dustin Martin driving to the footy for a prelim, and Tom Lynch says, "Dusty, wind your window down and get me a light for me dart."
Don't go smoking here, mate, or I'll get you thrown out.
That actually, I told you that story too. We played in a preliminary final at Waverley, and we're sitting in the stands before the game and nervous and everything, and we're playing Carlton and. Because the seconds are on, so you know, when you used to go up to the area that the clubs had allocated, so you'd go and sit in your Melbourne area just to watch the twos play for a while, and then across, only like 50 metres would be the Carlton area.
Yeah.
So I looked across on this day, and certainly knew that I'd be playing on David Rees-Jones. I look over, and there he is in the back of the stand.
Having a gasp.
In the Waverley stands. Watching the seconds of a preliminary final. Oh, it was magnificent.
Well, all the boys back in the day, I wasn't a smoker, but we had Mrs. Clancy's milk bar right across the road. And so Sheeds would always call a meeting after training, but there was always, you know, blokes would still be in the showers, or they'd be in the gym, so everyone used to get, you know, hungry. It was like 7:30 at night time or whatever. Mrs. Clancy... Her milk bar was in the front of the house, but she was at the back of the house, right? Yes. So she'd be at the back watching Sale of the Century or whatever, and everyone would sort of traipse in after training, and there'd be snowballs on the counter and stuff like that. But the boys used to go in there and have their cigarettes. So if you got in there too late, you could not see Mrs. Clancy. You had no idea where she was serving because the little milk bar was just full of smoke.
Oh, such an unbelievable story.
Terribly unprofessional.
Driving to games. I drove to another big game against Carlton, got cut off by someone on Bridge Road, and I lost it
Did
to this
you?
Person.
And?
Gave this person the full rounds of the table.
Yep.
And at the next opportunity, zip past them to double
give
them
a little
down.
Bit more, yeah.
And it's Barry Mitchell. I was about to play Barry Mitchell that I said, he looked at me going, what is wrong with you? I felt like a right idiot.
You had white line fever before you got to the white line.
No, I had a horrible traffic fever. Once I got to the game, beautiful, calm, ready to go, but getting there was a nightmare. Now, what's this BT story? He was driving on Punt, this is Brian, this is Bristol, driving on Punt Road to the MCG, he's playing that day, he got cut off. And the red light, he got out and punched the bloke through the window.
On the way
the
of the game.
The bloke had a badge of BT on his Collingwood scarf. Now, that is in BT's book. I would suggest, oh boy, a little bit of mayo on there from the big bristle. Although I could see him doing that, actually. I was driving down here yesterday. I was listening to the pipe.
Yep.
And he's doing his midday madness. You call, oh, you get on.
Yep. And?
John from Epping.
Really?
Hmm.
He called and the pipe yesterday. He couldn't wait 24 hours to talk to us.
He could not. Won himself a bottle of scotch.
What was his call like?
It was just vintage Johnny. He was fired up. He was fired right up about the rules and why perhaps there aren't that many people going to the footy because the rules are no good.
Was he better on Pipe Show than he is on our show or not?
No, I think he saves his A-grade material for us.
We would love to talk to Craig Bellamy.
Who said that?
Oh, somebody said, get Bellamy on for an interview this morning, you two clowns.
Thanks.
That's a bit
clown.
Powerful. You don't need to call us clowns. Oh, not this time of the day.
Call us what you want. Paul's in Mornington. G'day. You might go on the file. Paul's from Mornington. G'day, Paul.
Morning. Back in the day, I was footy umpiring with another bloke. I was a young kid. Long story short, we got our beer tickets after the game. Rosebud Football Club, okay? And we ended up getting drunk, and it was pelting down with rain. Here's the driver telling me to put down my window and tell me where he was going.
Well, thankfully, Paul, those days are long, long gone.
Yep. And you live to tell the tale.
Yeah, you're lucky to still be here with us, so we're glad that those situations aren't around anymore. Jimmy's in Richmond. He's been on the line for a while. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, morning, boys. Question without notice. I was just having a think on the way into work. Marlon Pickett copping 1 week and being allowed to celebrate with the boys out on the field before the game, all good.
Yep.
Will the AFL ever bring anything in like the horse racing? If you cop a suspension, you can put it off for a week or whatever and then you might be able to play that game. Has that ever been thrown around?
Not until you rang in this morning, Jimmy. How would that work? So if you got reported in the prelim final, you could put that suspension off and serve it the following year, do you think?
Well, that's right. You can do it in horse racing, can't you?
Well, the jockeys do that, don't they, Gary? They can get suspended and then ride in the next meeting and then take up their suspension after that. Yes?
So Marlon Pickett should play this week and then just keep an eye on the weather.
Yep.
And when it gets a really dirty, freezing, cold day with the hail coming sideways, he goes, up! Ah! This is the day I'll enact my suspension. That's a good thought, Jimmy.
Well, I don't want to go on the road. I don't want to go down to Tassie to play.
Yeah, yeah. We're flying to Perth on a twilight Sunday afternoon job.
Nah. I like the creativity of Jimmy's thinking, but I'm not sure that's going to fly.
Make the call. Switch to Kogan Mobile. Melbourne Airport parking. Nothing beats $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport. Cal Mills. Just a busy show. John from Epping. Calculating Cal. Has the trainer's report come up?
Good. Very good.
According to
anyway, but you be good. The judge of that.
Overreactions of the week. So plenty to get our teeth into. We'll take a break. Be back with more. Great to have your company today. Got a nice show, a little bit of fun. Got Johnny from Epping, my favourite. He's coming up at about 10 to 7.
He is. No more chickpeas for me. I had chickpeas again for dinner last night. They just don't react well with my internal system. Coxie, that is enough. It's not that. I just had a tummy ache overnight. Hey, did you catch ScoMo?
Hang on. What did you have with your chickpeas?
It was a chickpea and kale combination. Beautiful. It was lovely. I actually like them, but they just don't like me.
I'm going with my top five overrated, useless foods.
And
chickpea is in the top. The chickpea is one of the blandest, nothingest contributions to the food bowl of all time.
Agree with that too.
Chickpea.
Yes, but chickpea with other things is a nice fillet. Like with the kale.
In fact, while
a little
at
bit
it,
of onion, a little bit of pancetta, it's beautiful.
While I'm at it, quinoa is a strong candidate, and so is kale. Those three are all in my top five non-events.
Kale salad is beautiful.
Non-event kale.
Have you got it's anything like, else? There's only got, you like got a, three. You need another two. What else have you got there?
A thin bit of cardboard, kale.
And what else have you got then? Right, what else does a Gary like?
No. This is a top five, waste. Add nothing to the food bowl. Quinoa, chickpea, kale. They're three. Give me some nominations for the other five, because the chickpea is, it's like paste, chickpea.
Well, you can turn it into a paste. You're quite right. You can. Yeah. You can do that, but it actually is not. It just doesn't like me. Anyway, that's by the by. I don't know. Did you see the news last night? Did you see ScoMo knocking that kid over
in that
game of soccer?
No, I did.
That's extraordinary. Unbelievable.
Reckless.
It was. We got
high contact.
Hang on. I'm setting a joke up here. Be careful.
Oh, sorry.
We got one of the kid's mates, okay, who was watching from the sidelines, here he is talking about the incident and the reaction from the other kids too that were on this kid's team out there against ScoMo.
You never ever want to be walked over in life or disrespected in any way. And this was the next contest. I would have ploughed straight through here and got him to the ground and said, you will never ever treat me like that.
He wouldn't have been available for the election on the weekend had Lordy been there.
Wish you had told me he had a zinger on the back of us. When I'm not with you, just put in brackets, zinger coming.
Well, I tried to pull you up there as best I possibly could. Oh, look at them come through.
I've got number four.
What is it?
Tofu.
Oh, no. Tofu is magnificent. A nice tofu. Yeah, I love a good tofu. Light tofu.
Got coming in at one, the chickpea. Mm. Number two is quinoa.
Yeah.
Number three is kale.
Number four?
Number four is tofu, and I'll take a few more nominations, yep.
What about hummus? Do you eat hummus?
That's in the chickpea category.
There's nothing better than hummus.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No, well, it's similar, but it...
Yeah, bland, nothing, cardboard, nothing.
You're dead right, Gary. You got to have a grudge against your own guts to eat that crap. That's from Big Mick.
Rice cakes are on notice, although you can have a nice rice cake with a topping on top of it. You can get through that. So anyway, I'm going to keep this going all morning, and we'll get the definitive. We might even extend it to a top 10 non-contributors. But right now, we've got the top four.
Are you an? Would you classify yourself as an adventurous eater or not?
No,
right,
not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. Just lots of temper texts coming through, which I love during the ramble. This fella says he did a cashy on during the week. No, not you. This one of our tempers.
He did.
And he said he thought he'd treat the kids, go to the footy, buy them some footy gear, and even sneak in a couple of beers for himself. And he got there and they didn't accept cash. Have we gone cashless?
At the AFL
games?
There's
no cash here.
Was it the AFL game or Suburban game?
I assume it's an AFL game. Let me know. If you're out there,
I wouldn't have thought that.
Footy. Has it gone cashless? My butcher's cashless. Totally cashless.
Really?
No cash.
There's no
cash.
That's
where the world's going, Wes. What are you looking so stunned for?
I'm surprised that any retailer out there is a no cash. I understood that during COVID, you couldn't put notes across the counter, but I would have thought.
Totally cashless.
Right, so how are you going to wash? How would they wash all their stuff through on the show Power, which I'm almost at the end of?
Well, you got
to get yourself a laundry mat or something like that. How are you going to wash your cash then if there's no
where
cash?
Your mind goes to straight away, those shows you've been watching. Someone said, listen, these days hardly anyone offers a seat on public transport. They're too busy looking at their phones or they deliberately don't make eye contact. That's from
Sandra.
That's true. That's not good enough.
No, that's not. But that's generally society. Like I walk around the streets and I pass somebody, unless I've got something else going on in my mind, I'm conscious of the fact of looking people in the eye and saying, hello, good morning to you, or whatever. Some people get really startled when you do that. It's something very foreign, but that's our country upbringing.
It's pretty creepy when they see this bloke in a Peaky Blinders hat with a bad hobble coming up to him going, hey.
I don't go, hey,
G'day. We've got number five in the list.
That is creepy if I was to say that. What is the number five?
Eggplant.
Eggplant is magnificent. Wash your mouth out.
Awful.
We just picked the last of our eggplants last weekend. Eggplant
sloppy.
Is one of the great vegetables out there.
Ruined your whole plate. Sloppy, moisty, runny, terrible eggplant. Number five. This is a nice countdown. Number five, eggplant. Keep them coming.
This is off.
I can confirm that footy is totally cashless.
There you go. There's a couple of calls. Quickly, too, Gary, just wondering if I'm in the file, You haven't read any of my texts in recent weeks.
What's
is that person in your non-file?
What's the last three numbers? We'll have a look.
6787. Mark's in Mattingly. Good morning, Mark.
No.
Hey, boys, it is all cashless now, guys. Even the basketball. If you go to John Cain Arena, they don't pay cash either.
Really?
No more cash.
Is that any AFL
game.
Is that since COVID, Mark, is it?
Yeah. They don't do it anymore, so it's now all cashless, guys.
Good on you. Thanks for your call. There you go. Yeah. Pete's in Ringwood. He wants to confirm that too. Good morning, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Same thing. Yeah, you beat me to it. Yeah, I was at the Saints game and it's all cashless. But while I got you there, can I do a quick flashback to last week when you talked about World of Sport?
Yes. Yes, you can, Pete.
Oh,
yep, fire away, Pete.
No, we've lost him. He's on a bad line there. He's outside walking, I think, in the wind.
About World of Sport. All right, Ryan's in Langwarrin. I think he wants to talk about the same thing before we get to our news headlines. Go, Rhino.
Hey, mate. I can confirm it's all cashless, but I'll go the other way. We went to a Tuca in Easter, and there's a little Chinese shop that didn't have FPOS. I couldn't believe it. It was infuriating, but I think you'll find that most people, I should say majority of people nowadays, don't carry wallets. I don't carry a wallet. I've got all my cards in my phone, got my license in my car. That's all I need.
Yes. I've come across a couple of little places that only take cash. Gary?
You have? Yeah, I know. I know.
There's a couple out there still, I think, that like to deal with people
cash.
Like the feel. Like some people really just like the feel of money in their hands.
They do. If you want a seat on a bus, walk in with a bag of dim sims. Clears them out. That's a good tactic. Hey, call of the year's back. You can call the show for your chance to win a 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue, thanks to Toyota. Send your nominations for the I'll go on top 10 for worst food stuff, so I've got five. And BuddyBet, download the BuddyBet app now, home of the handshake bet. Start betting against your buddies. Gamble responsibly, 1-800-858-858. Essendon players, will they or won't they respond with an aggressive, relentless game against Richmond in the Dreamtime?
Of course they will.
Fires,
of course they will.
Wrestles, throw to the grounds.
I'll take a buddy bet with you on that.
You're saying yes.
My word, there will be an amazing transformation this weekend.